Amen. Psalm 18, verses 2 and 3. The word of the Lord says this: "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." And I want to speak for just a few moments, and I'll probably do more praising than preaching. But I just want to take a few moments this morning and just preach to you this subject: in God we trust. In God we trust. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you and thank you, God. Could you pray with me over the word of the Lord this morning? God, I thank you for your word. I thank you that it is powerful and precious. I thank you that you bring it to us in just the moment that we need it. And I thank you today that you have brought us to this place where we can feel your power and your presence. And I pray, God, that your word will be so refreshing, so uplifting, that it will help us and strengthen us for anything anybody may be facing today. Lord, we humble ourselves to the preaching of your word today. Speak to us, Lord, clearly, and help us, we ask. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And the church said, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the name of the Lord. Marcia, it's so good to see you today, a friend of Sister Buller. We are so thankful that you are here at Tree of Life Church today. Amen. Let's give Marcia a great big hand. God bless you. I just want to step to this podium today, and I want to remind you that you can trust the Lord. You can trust him, and you must trust him. And he is trustworthy. That word, trustworthy, that compound word, takes two very great words and puts them together. Trust and worthy. He is a God that you and I can trust, and he is worthy of that trust. Your trust and my trust, what a special thing that is. Where are you going to place such a special commodity? Where are you going to invest such a precious thing as trust? This belief structure that exists within you as a human being, that causes you to believe, that causes you to rely upon and to count on this or that. Where are you going to put such a thing? I know today that I'm preaching to people who have placed this precious commodity, this pure and beautiful thing called trust. You have placed it in many things through life, only to be disappointed, only to be very disheartened and discouraged by the outcome of that misplaced trust. But I want you to know that God is trustworthy. You can trust in the Lord today. Hallelujah. Our nation uses this statement, "In God we trust." It is often on our currency and sometimes even in news publications. But I am concerned that it has become a comforting catchphrase and not a way of life. I'm concerned that our way that we legislate and the way that we act and the way that we live and the decisions we make do not communicate that it is in God that we trust. And the church has to be that lighthouse, that people, that community of faith that stands as a stalwart in a day and in a time where people have turned their backs on the Lord. We stand. Hallelujah. Emphasis on the word stand. We stand ready to say that we unashamedly trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to point out that the children of Israel, particularly the three Hebrew children, who we know as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, They were threatened to be cast into the fiery furnace because they would not bow to the image of King Nebuchadnezzar. And we refuse to bow to anything that the world would try to set up as contrary to God. God alone receives our worship, and God alone receives our obeisance. These three Hebrew children stand, again, emphasis on the word stand, as a testimony that you don't serve anybody but God. Regardless of the circumstances, it is in God that we trust. And they said, "We will not bow." Nebuchadnezzar said, "I will throw you into the fiery furnace." And they said to him, "Our God is able to deliver us from the fire." I want you to know that our God is able. He's able. He is able. I don't know what symptoms you have found yourself struggling with in recent times, but our God is able to heal you of any sickness that it may possibly be. Our God is able to deliver you out of any trouble that you may find yourself facing. He's able. They said, "Our God is able to deliver us." And then they, as realists, said, "And yet he may choose to let us die for our faith." But they said, "Even if that is the case, we still will not bow to this image." When we say we trust God, ladies and gentlemen, we trust his ability and we trust his decisions. And if he chooses that we would die for his name's sake, then so be it. I trust in the Lord. I trust his power. I trust his wisdom. I trust his ability. I trust his sovereignty. I trust in him. We do not place our trust in humanity. We place our trust in God. We do not fear what man can do unto us because we trust in God. We do not trust in the global economy. We do not trust in the American economy. We do not trust in people doing the right things. We do not trust in the American electorate. We do not trust in our political processes. We trust in God. We do not trust in Iran backing off. We don't trust in Israel being able to defend herself. We don't trust in anything but God. We do not trust in global superpowers. We're not worried or concerned about what's happening in backroom dealings right now. Our trust is in God, and it doesn't matter what anybody does anywhere. He's going to stand on the latter day, and it will be all right. He's going to make all things well. You just trust in him. I feel a holy boldness right now. I feel like God wants to tell his people that he shall bear you up upon eagle's wings. You know, that's what the Bible said, that he bore them up upon eagle's wings. But the Bible also says he shall cover me with his wings. There are times when he bears us up and flies us away. And there are times when he covers us and protects us from all wind and rain. And either which way he chooses to do it, I trust in him. If his wings cover me, or if they pick me up and take me for a ride, I trust in him. I put my trust in Jesus. I put my trust in Jesus. He is the Savior of my soul. You'll just let me, if you'll let me, I need to praise him for a little while. I'll praise him to you if you don't mind. He is the Savior of my soul. He is the healer of my body. He keeps my mind right. He watches over me when I need a wind of refreshing. He opens the windows of heaven and a holy gust and gale of wind come to my soul and my spirit. I trust him with my children. I trust him with my family. I trust him with my wife. I trust him with this congregation. I trust him in this city. I trust him with my physical health. I trust him with my finances. It is in God that we trust. Hallelujah. The Lord is my rock, the psalmist said. The Lord is my rock. I want you to know that is an emphasis on standing. When he says he's my rock, we say that, but we don't think about what it means. It means he is a sure foundation that you can put your feet upon his name and upon his word. And it doesn't matter what's going on underneath you. The Lord is my rock. When I stand upon him and my trust in him, hallelujah, I want you to know that nothing can shake me off of that foundation. Nothing can move me off of that foundation. Don't you know that's how Peter walked on the water? Peter walked on the, who in the world can walk on the water? But Jesus was walking on the water. And Peter said, if it be thou, Lord, bid me come. And Jesus said, come unto me. I'm going to tell you that when Peter walked on that water, he was standing on a rock. I said, when he was walking on water, he was standing on the rock. I don't know what you're walking on today. I don't know what you're walking into tomorrow. I don't know what you feel all around you, but the Lord is my rock. He is a firm foundation. I plant my feet on him when the winds may blow and when the rain may fall. Let the lightning flash and let the thunder roll, but my feet are fixed. I said my feet are fixed upon the rock. Hallelujah. Come on, bring your family into the house of God. Get your children into Sunday school. Get their feet fixed upon the rock. Get them into a place of praise and prayer and worship. Let them know where their help comes from. The psalmist who said, the Lord is my rock, said, I know from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. God forbid that you grow up in Tree of Life Church and not know where your help comes from. You better know where your help comes from. I want you to know that you can find him in prayer. You can find him in worship. We're not putting our hands together in the same way they do it at Paycor Stadium this fall. We're putting our hands together because we know in whom we have believed, and we are persuaded. The Lord is the rock of my life. The Lord is the rock of my home. The Lord is the rock of my marriage. The Lord is the rock of my children. Woo. You can trust in him. You can go to him in prayer. And listen, when you talk to him, you're talking to God, and he is safe. You are safe when you're talking with God. You can express how you feel when you're talking with God. You can open up the word and say, but the word says. You hear what I'm telling you? I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing, but you can go to God in prayer, open up the scriptures and say, but the word says. I don't know why I'm going through this right now, Lord, because your word says. When you start talking to God like that, he will talk to you, and he will change your life and your perspective. He will bear you up upon eagle's wings, and your feet will get a little more fixed into that rock. Hallelujah. Paul said, when you've done all to stand, stand. Ooh, hallelujah. I will say that again. When you've done all to stand. He didn't say give up.
When you've done all the standing and it didn't work, just give up. Obviously, you're not supposed to be standing right now. Just sit down, all the way down. That's not what he said. No, he said, when you've done all the stand, stand. Having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation, take unto you the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Above all, take the shield of faith. Let your feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And he's, this is what he's saying. He's saying, stand on the rock. The Lord is my rock. And the Bible says the Lord is my fortress. Hallelujah. The Lord is my rock. He's what I stand upon. And nothing can shake me off of him, but he's also my fortress. He will be over me. He will be about me. He will put his hand of protection upon me. He will overshadow me with his wings. Under his feathers I shall trust. Underneath are the everlasting arms of God. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about me. This isn't the angel of the Lord just flying in here and there checking in. No, the angel of the Lord has taken up residence around me. The angel of the Lord encamps around about me. I am overshadowed. I am undergirded. He lives inside of me. He is my fortress. Sister Heidi and I were in Pensacola, Florida in 1998 during Hurricane George. And we had never been in a hurricane. And Pastor and Sister Welch were the pastors of the church there. I was preaching there a couple of weeks ago in Pensacola, Florida, at the same church. And they're doing great, powerful revival center. And we're thankful for what the Lord is doing there. But we were there in 1998. We were newlyweds. And we were, the hurricane was coming. You could see the darkness of the clouds. And everybody was all abuzz about the hurricane coming. Well, I was raised in Indiana. Know all about tornadoes. You just get in the basement and eat some pizza and wait till it's over and then everything's all right. So they said, we're going to have to cancel some of the services because we're going to have to get ready for this hurricane that's coming in. And I said, that's okay. Actually, I think we're going to be fine. They said, well, you're welcome to come to the church. It's a certified hurricane shelter. And we said, I don't think we'll need to do that. We'll just stay in the hotel because we'll just ride it out. And they said, are you sure about that? Of course we're sure about that. Ain't afraid of no hurricane. So we went out to eat that night and we walked in and there was a little drizzle coming down, a little rainfall. And I said, uh-oh, here it starts. Why don't we get a little bite to eat and then we'll go mosey on back to the old hotel and just kind of wait this storm out. And we walk into the restaurant and as we're sitting there eating and we're eating our appetizer and our entree and taking our time eating and all of a sudden, started picking up a little bit out there as we looked out the window. And the window started bowing in, like about to burst open. And we're like, that's a little different. And the manager came out and said, all right, everybody, I need you to move to this side of the restaurant. We think the window's going to go. And I said, well, now that is an unusual development, Ed. When we walked out, we'd only been in there for 45 minutes. When we walked out, the water in the parking lot was up over our ankles, and the rain was coming up at us as if from the ground. I actually have never been anything like it. It was circulating, and the rain was coming up at us, and we thought, you know, we're not in Kansas anymore. We went back to the hotel. When we walked into the hotel, we thought, I guess we'll be okay here. They did say something about coming to the church, that it's a hurricane shelter. And my wife said, you know what? Let's get packed up. I've got a bad feeling. We packed everything up in the last bag that we zipped. When we zipped it, the lights went out and water started flooding into our room through the back of the sink. And the whole floor was covered and rising. And we got out into that car. We drove to the church, and when we got to the church, knocking on the door, we looked like two drowned rats coming to the door. They opened the door, Brother Welch said, we were expecting you, come on in. And we stood inside that certified hurricane shelter. And we watched the trees bow over. And we'd watch them go this way and that way. And we watched signs spiral off of the billboard posts. And we watched the ravages of the storm. But we were in a safe place. And I want you to understand that's what the Bible means when it says the Lord is our fortress. We're living in a world where the winds and the waves and the rain and the windows are bursting and the water is rising and the rain is coming at you from directions you're not used to the rain coming at you. But if you get in Jesus, I said, if you get in Jesus, the Lord is my fortress. Hallelujah. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Come on in, come on in, come on in to Jesus. I want you to know that when you repent and are baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, that's you coming into Christ and Christ coming into you. It's the fortress. Hey, the clouds are gathering in our world. Ballistic missiles are flying in our world. Don't just weather those elements. Get in the fortress. Get in the fortress. Hallelujah, because I want you to know whatever happens, it will be all right. It's going to be all right. He said, the Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my deliverer. I want you to know that God is a delivering God. This is God as rescuer. This is God reaching his hand into your fire and pulling you out. This is the fourth man in the fire. He's not just a rock and he's not just a fortress, but he is a deliverer with a strong hand and a stretched out arm. I'm glad he's got both of those things, a strong hand and a stretched out arm. He's got this strong hand that he can grip you and pull you out of whatever mess you find yourself in right now. But he's got a stretched out arm. It wouldn't be much if he only had a stretched out arm but didn't have a strong hand. Just kind of get down there and then can't do much with it. But he's got a stretched out arm and a strong hand. And he can pull you out of that sickness. And he can pull you out of that struggle. And he can pull you out of that crisis. The Lord is my deliverer. I just wonder, just a quick quiz. Anybody remember when he pulled you out of addiction? Anybody? Anybody? Woo. Hey! If you're struggling with addiction today, I want you to look around you at those who can testify and say, I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it in my own life. Woo! How many remember when you were sick and you couldn't get well and you just got sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker, but the Lord stepped in. The Lord came through. If I'd asked some of you in 2014 or 2004, if you'd have made it to 2024, you'd have said, ain't no way I'm making it to 2024. I'd be good to get out of this month with my sanity in place. And look at you here today, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in your right mind. You know why? Because the Lord is my deliverer. I didn't come to sermonize today. I came to praise him. I said I came to lift him up above your problem, above your turmoil. Hallelujah. Sometimes we pray and ask God for help, and we're so relieved when the help comes, we forget to thank him for it. And because we forget to thank him for it, it never registers that it was done. We just move right along with the new life and with the new circumstances. And we're thankful if you stop and ask us. Yeah, of course we're thankful. But we're like the 9 lepers who went running off with their miracle in hand. But I wonder if there's just one leper that'll stop for a moment and say, but wait a minute. I remember when my body was breaking down. Wait a minute. I remember when my family was falling apart. Wait a minute. I remember when my mind was broken. Wait a minute. I remember when I had to have a fix and a fix and another fix. And look at me today. I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm saved. Sanctified. Oh. That's why we've got to be a praising people. Huh? When people walk into a Pentecostal church, they need to walk into a Pentecostal church. They need to walk into a place where people are there who know where their help comes from. If he hadn't been so good, I wouldn't have to praise him like I praise him. But he's been better to me than I've been to myself. He's a good, good father. Glory. You weren't there when I couldn't see my way out. You weren't there when the sorrows of death come past me about. You weren't there when the sorrows of hell were like flames dancing around me. You weren't there when the enemy was whispering in my ear. You weren't there. But God is my deliverer. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. Wipe the tears from your eyes. He's going to be the lifter of your head. He's going to heal you. Oh, I'm going to say that again because I felt a confirmation in the Holy Ghost. He's going to heal you. Hallelujah. Our musicians can go ahead and come. I'm done. Thank you. Whew, hallelujah. He said, the Lord is my God. That's it right there. If that's not the case, then none of this other is the case. If something else or somebody else is your God, then that's your God. Then you have to go to that for your healing. You have to go to that for your help. If something or somebody or some false teaching is your faith system, then that's who you pray to. But if he is your God, I am the Lord, and beside me there is none else. I am God. There is none beside me. There is no Savior beside me. I know not any. If there's anything else exalting itself against the knowledge of God, God forbid, you alone, O Lord. You're who I pray to. You're who I bow to. when my flesh wants to do one thing, but your word tells me to do this, I'm going to do this because you are my God. That means you're my ruler. That means you are my ruler. If he doesn't rule you, he's not your God. If your flesh and your appetite rules you, your flesh is your God. If your money rules you, money is your God. If fear rules you, then pray to fear. But if you want God to rule you, he'll be your rock. He'll be your fortress. He'll be your deliverer. If you want him to be those things, then he needs to be your ruler. When my flesh desires sin, but his word calls and commands righteousness, I choose righteousness because he's my ruler. He's my ruler. The Lord is my God. He said, the Lord is my strength. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost here today. God's getting ready to overturn some of the gods you've put in your life. He's getting ready to cast down fear that has been a god in your life. You didn't know it, but fear was ruling every decision you made and every emotion you had. You didn't know it, but money was standing over you, directing and leading and guiding you. You got to cast all that down and say, the Lord is my God. Yeah. He said, he is my strength. You know what that means? That means that all of a sudden out of nowhere, I feel strong. Where did that strength come from? The Lord is my strength. Yeah, the Lord is my rock. He's my firm foundation. He's my fortress. He covers and protects. And he's my deliverer. He pulls me out of what I can't get out of myself. And he is my strength. I don't know how to explain this one, ladies and gentlemen. I just know it's kind of like when Samson, I don't know if Samson looked like Hercules or not. I don't know what Samson looked like, but I know that when the need came and when the enemy would come in like a flood, I don't know if people just cowered from him because he looked like he could take care of business or not, but what I do know is that when the need was present, the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him and he would throw armies around like rag dolls. What was it? It was the Lord, his strength. Tell you something, you're going through something right now. You feel weak and fatigued and broken and hopeless and helpless. But if you'll make the Lord your God, strength, 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 you'll bear burdens you didn't know you could bear. You'll walk distances you didn't know you could walk. You'll run through troops and leap over walls you didn't know you could run through or leap over. Strength. Hallelujah. The Lord is the horn of my salvation. In him will I trust. He is my buckler. He is my high tower. I'm not going to get into all of it. I wish I could, but I feel like the Holy Ghost wants to do something right now. Nimrod tried in vain to build a high tower. You'll never build a tower high enough to escape the pressures and problems of this world. But the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. He is my high tower. How high? However high you need it to be. Because I'm going to tell you what, my problems and my circumstances, they're pretty high. He's higher than that. Yeah, but these global issues, nuclear war, that's pretty high. He's higher than that. But all this cancer and stage four, he's higher than that. Higher, 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 higher. He's higher. He's higher than cancer. He's higher than depression. He's higher than anxiety. He's higher than fear.
Jesus higher. Lift him higher. Come on, somebody from the back, run to the front and say, he's higher. Believe it. Shout like you believe it. Somebody step out into the aisle and praise him like it's true. Chain off of you right now. I want you to dive into into it like you're diving into a 9-foot swimming pool. Just head first, throw your hands in the air, put your feet on the ground, shake under the power of God. Let the Holy Ghost get a hold of you today. There's going to be a wind of refreshing to come through this house. When we sing this song, I want you to begin doing what it says. No chain should be on the child of God. No chain should be on the child of God. You are free. You are free. You are free by the blood of Jesus. You are free by the blood of Jesus.
Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I will dance out.
I'm gonna dance it out and pray.
And break dancing all of my heart. All of my fear, I will turn.
All of my fear, I will turn into praise. Shake off despair.
A victory dance,
I will dance out and say.
I will
crush disappointment.
This is crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into faith. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I will dance out of it. I will crush disappointment and break every chain.
All of my
I will crush this. victory dance. I will dance out in vain. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance. I will dance out in vain. I will crush disappointment.